Welcome, everyone. This is Living the Good Life. And we are here live in the studio again today, excited about what God's going to do. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. With me is my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, the finest, the sweetest, the kindest.
Oh, please.
The cutest associate pastor around. I tell you what.
That's a lot to live up to.
Hey, PJ, we were just talking a minute ago, you and I, that it's been 7 years right now since you joined us at Beacon, right?
Yeah, just about 7 years and 2 weeks.
7 years and 2 weeks. And we're in our ninth year on the radio, and today is show number
445.
Those are good numbers, 445. All right, that's exciting. You know, time flies. We've been just doing this for so many years and loving it every single week and enjoying just being able to share the Word of God on this media that goes out now across the globe. And we thank God for the ability to get it out there. Technology has changed so drastically since the 9 years that since we began this show, because PJ, at the beginning, we had to have the engineer actually make a CD of the show if we wanted to have a copy of it in any way. And I mean, that changed drastically. And now, of course, we have the podcasts, and now we put our shows on our own websites, you know, at the end of the month. So they're there forever. We've got 300 or 400 on our website on bohmglobal.com. Things have just changed drastically when it comes to technology. And now being able, for those of you out there that listen on Starcom Media Network, and some people have the app TuneIn Radio. If you don't have that, you need to get that. You can download that and hear this show live right now. Or you can be listening at 1340 AM. There's just a lot of ways that you can catch the Word of God through this ministry. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you're making all this available to yourself, you know, and telling people about the ministry at Beacon and the radio ministry of this show, and then our other show on Thursday nights, and which we'll mention later. But Pastor Jim, it's just such a joy, isn't it, to be able to be on the air week after week with our mission of bringing the Word of God to as many people around the globe as we possibly can. That's what we're all about.
Well, and you were talking about technology. It's amazing to me that, I mean, God has provided this technology for that very reason, so that we can get the Word of God out, and right now, literally across the globe. We had people contacting us from India,
yeah.
Kenya.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing.
Getting around there. Yes. Praise God. It's wonderful. And even to add to the fun, several months back, I started doing the engineering in here in the radio station, and I love doing that. So I'm in the control room. You're in the studio, but I see you right through the glass, and we can communicate very well. But yes, it's a joy to be able. We are putting money into this show and have been for 9 years. Every single week, God has never let us down. There's not been one time we haven't had the money to pay it. God does it. And, you know, you and I talked a few weeks ago when you were on about planting financial seed in God's kingdom. And we welcome people to do that. We'll talk more about it later in the show. If they want to do it, you can grab a pen and see how you can do that. And you can get a financial blessing, too, from the planting of this show all around the globe. So that's planting the Word of God, and you can be a part of that. So we'll tell you more about that, you know, here in a little while. The prayer ministry, PJ, is just absolutely exciting because we see God move and answer prayers week after week. I mean, sometimes really, really serious things going on in people's lives, physically, financially, emotionally, and God comes through over and over and over again. You want to comment on that? Because you and Betty head up that prayer ministry, and it's amazing what you two do.
It is amazing. We get requests, and just so everybody knows, we're a church that believes that God answers prayer.
Amen.
That God hears us when we pray.
Yes.
And that God answers prayer. We stand on Jesus' words that if any two of you agree as touching any one thing, it will be done for you. Jesus said in Gospel of John, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it.
Yes.
We believe that. And we believe that when we pray, God hears and God moves. So we have the prayer ministry. We encourage you to send your prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And Betty and I pick those up. We send them out. We add a prayer so that everybody's praying the same thing. And, you know, we've seen miracles. We've seen healings.
We've seen
relationship restorations.
Yes.
We've seen deliverances.
Yes. Yes.
It's just, you know, financial miracles. It's just incredible what God does.
Oh, and totally.
Please, if you do send us a request, when God answers your prayer,
when,
please send us a praise report, because I keep track of those. I keep them in a special folder in my email. And,
right.
You know, because it's just good to look back. I mean, they're like little Ebenezer stones, you know. So thus far, God has kept us. Thus far, God has kept us. They're like little...
That's right.
Those little Ebenezer stones. And we can
just little reminders,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Exactly.
To anchor our faith.
God brought us this far.
Yes.
And he's going to keep taking us further and further.
Amen. Amen. So we welcome you to use our prayer line. It's online. So you just simply, you want to tell them about that, PJ?
It's online. Again, the address for the prayers is prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, visit our website, which is bohmglobal.com.
Right.
And you can find all sorts of great links there about the prayer ministry. That's where you can find the old radio shows.
Right. So get over there and learn it. Find it. And bohmglobal.com, prayers@bohmglobal.com. While we're saying all our addresses, if you want to talk to me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And you are Pastor Jim at BOHM Global. Because I had that address before you came along. So that's why you're Pastor Jim. And of course, that's your name.
Of course.
So, of course. So anyway, we're excited about this show. Introduce this first song, PJ. This song just gets me going because it reminds me of what God is doing in this day right now, which is an exciting way to start this show today and everything we have to talk about on this new series.
It is. And I just want to say, I didn't know you were going to be using this song.
I know.
But it kind of goes along with the song itself, what I talked about at the nursing home about arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. But this song is Days of Elijah. It's one of my favorites. You all heard it about 2 weeks ago when I hosted the
show.
Right,
yeah.
Which is fine. I love this. We play this every week. So.
Right.
This is the version by Paul Wilbur, who is a messianic believer, and it's just a great version. It gets me going, too. It's just incredible.
It is. So here we go, Days of Elijah. Let's hear it. Woo! Get ready to do some clapping and stomping and praising God.
Shining like the sun at the trumpet call. dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are white in the world. And we are your laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, who was and is to come. Woo, I love that. And yes, he is the risen Lord, and he is coming back. And he has been working for so long across the centuries and the millennia, and has shown himself strong in our behalf. And we just give God all the glory and praise, who was and is to come. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to join together in prayer with our listeners, wherever they might be across the globe. We ask right now, Lord, that you do a mighty thing in this show, that you reveal yourself in a new way to every single one of us, that you just absolutely give us the words to say, and that you cause the listeners to hear correctly what you would have them hear. Lord, we give this time to you. You are an amazing God, and we love you with all our hearts. You are the ever-present, living God, everlasting God, who was and is to come. And so we look forward to that day when you do come back, Jesus, and you take us to live with you for all eternity. But between now and then, we're going to work, and we're going to give as much truth out as we possibly can, because we are here to fulfill your plans for our lives. That's our destiny. That's our calling. That's our purpose. That's our passion. So, Lord, right now, we just thank you for every listener that listens now, live or later on our website. And Lord, let them feel your presence. and let them be moved by your power and your purpose for their lives in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Woo! Wow. All right. Boy, that song just gets you going, doesn't it, Pastor Jim? Whoa. Oh,
it surely does.
Wild, wild. We started a new series last week, and it's called Walking in Prevailing Peace. You wanted to explain that title to our listeners, why we have this kind of a title?
Well, yeah, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah, it is, but...
Yeah, prevailing peace means a peace that lasts, a peace that...
Amen, yes.
That isn't just here today, gone tomorrow, here for an hour, and gone the rest of the day.
Right.
It's a peace that, well, to quote Paul, the peace that passes all understanding. It's,
yes.
It's a peace that stays with you, and in a sense, prevailing means to overcome.
It does.
Too. It doesn't just mean to last, it means
right.
to overcome, so...
Yes.
Peace overcomes a lot. So we've been talking about how to walk in that, what things steal our peace, how to get peace, how to keep peace.
We talked Friday night at our Friday night gathering. And by the way, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to join us every Friday night, 6:30 at the Ramada Inn, 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. Anybody's welcome. It's very laid back kind of worship, prayer time, interactive Bible study. And we talked Friday night about the things that rob us of our peace, Pastor Jim. And I tell you what, as we began to write those on the board, I mean, people were coming up right and left with things that steal our peace. And wouldn't you agree there's tons of it?
Well, yeah, we showed that on Friday night.
Didn't we?
And we've all had experience with it, too.
Right.
You know, there's so much that wants to take our peace away.
Right.
I mean, either intentionally or unintentionally, I mean... Every day we get up in the morning and things start to happen to take our peace away.
Right.
You know, and it's pretty much that way. And if it can ruin your night, it'll do that too.
Oh, absolutely. How many times do we hear people say, well, I was up all night because I've been worried about this or that, or things at work are not going well. Mm-hmm. So I was up all night stressing. And I think this is a very real problem in people's lives, at least in this nation and probably in other nations too. Worry is one of the biggest, biggest tools of the devil, in my opinion, PJ. Worry and anxiety and stress. I mean, people die every day in this nation because of stress. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the world that we live in is stressful.
It is. Yeah.
And given, I mean, we look at the ways people try to deal with that stress.
Right.
Addiction comes to mind. Any number
yes.
of addictions.
Yes.
To deal with the things that rob us of our peace. You know, anything like, well, you know, anything to numb the pain, to get
right.
me through it, to calm me down. I mean, and... Addictions are such a satanic counterfeit
oh, absolutely.
Of real peace, because you soothe whatever is causing the peace to go away, whatever's causing the chaos. You try and soothe it, self-medicate it, cover it up, bury it, whatever, and yet it's still there.
Right.
And it just becomes a very vicious circle.
Well, and I think this is very timely right now, because last week we talked about the prophecy in the book of Isaiah from Isaiah 9:6, where God used the pen of Isaiah to prophesy that the Messiah was coming, and his four names, you know, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Mighty Counselor, or Wonderful Counselor,
Wonderful Counselor,
and Prince of Peace. And so Jesus came to not just show his glory and his power, although that is amazing, and his might and the fact that he is our big counselor, you know, he's our counselor. But this Prince of Peace is something that I think a lot of people don't realize, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Well,
and he wants to teach us that, you know?
Right. And it's not, I mean, we hear that term Prince of Peace a
right.
lot at Christmas.
Sure we do.
Praise God, we're coming up to.
Right.
But I think people just look at it as a title.
Right.
And we need to go beyond that, because
oh, yeah.
Prince of Peace. Yes, it is a title, but think about it. Prince of Peace. He's the peace giver.
Yes.
It's not just a title with nothing behind it. He is the one who gives peace, the one who gives us our peace and sustains it.
Absolutely.
I mean, we read in Isaiah 53, the chastisement for our peace.
Oh, that's right. Good point. Oh,
him.
That's good. Yeah. Do you want to explain that?
Yeah. He was broken.
Yes.
By the scourging and the crucifixion. Literally, his body was broken.
Yes.
And it says by that, you know, his chastisement bought our peace.
Bought our peace.
And the word in Hebrew for peace is shalom, and it means wholeness.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
His brokenness brought our wholeness. And so when we're talking about peace, we need to keep that concept in mind. It's not just kind of it's not just tranquility.
Right.
It goes way beyond just tranquility to being, and not even just a general sense of wellness, but to wholeness.
Wholeness.
Literal wholeness. I mean,
well, we're not so fragmented and broken and brokenhearted and torn in pieces, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's exactly. We're not broken. We're not double-minded.
Right.
We're not, there's no fractures.
Right.
And the neat thing about the word shalom, it covers physical, emotional, relationships.
Amen.
All of that
right.
is covered under that shalom, under that peace, that wholeness. So if we, you know, think about relationships. God wants those relationships to be whole.
He does.
Not fractured, not whole, but the initial relationship that has to start with is our relationship with God.
Yes.
And that's
Amen.
Why Isaiah wrote, the chastisement that brought our peace was upon him.
Yes.
Because we have to be reconciled to God. I'm preaching, aren't I, Pastor?
Yeah, it's all right. You're really stating a case here, and that's right.
We have to be reconciled to God first.
Yes.
And accept the Prince of Peace and make our peace with God. And then that wholeness, that peace that we get from God flows out to the rest of ourselves. You know,
which actually is a perfect segue into Romans 5:1.
I was just turning there.
Were you?
You say, I'm thinking, oh, that's in Romans.
That's right. There you go. That's not planned. Of course, guys, we don't script these shows at all. We let the Holy Spirit lead. But what you were just saying right there is perfectly stated by the Apostle Paul in Romans 5:1, where he says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Woo! Not only this, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope. Hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. And I love those few verses, because even though we go through difficult times, even though we go through persecutions and suffering and trials, and some of you listening right now may say, you have no idea how much junk I'm going through right now, and I can't have peace, or I can't find peace. It starts right here with Romans 5:1-3 or 4 or 5. Don't you think, Pastor Jim? Because he's our peace.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I was talking, those verses came to mind.
Me too, as I was listening to you.
And it says, therefore, having been justified by faith.
By faith.
Paul says, you know, once you get right with God.
Right.
You know, justified means to be made right with God through faith. Once
yes.
you believe, we have peace with God. There's no... The good news is God's not mad at you anymore.
That's right.
So let's start from there.
That's the good news.
God's not mad at you anymore. Otherwise, Jesus dying on the cross and rising again was useless.
Right.
But God says, let my peace come to you now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been, you know, if you accept Jesus, you've been justified, made right,
right.
by faith.
Right.
And Paul says, therefore, we have peace
yes.
with God.
Oh, yes.
We have that shalom, that wholeness. That relationship is no longer broken. And that just opens up the pipeline, the conduit for that peace of God that Paul says yes. over in Philippians that yes. passes all understanding.
Right.
That helps to open that conduit so that peace can flow to every area of your body, your emotions, your relationships, your job.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. It starts with this, and I'm glad we're in Romans 5 today, because it starts with our decision to accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, and to realize that He is the Prince of Peace, that He is the Son of God, that He came to this earth, died on a cross willingly, went to that cross willingly for each of us down through the ages. God prepared in advance. He told the prophets this was coming, the Messiah was coming. And when Jesus willingly went to that cross, as you just articulated so beautifully, He took our sins, our sicknesses, our fractures, our brokenness on Himself so that we could walk in peace. This is not something that's unattainable, right, PJ? I mean, I think so many people out there might be saying, but you have no idea what my life is like. Somebody may even say, it's like hell on earth. It's so bad. You know, I've got this, or I've got an addicted child, or I've got a broken marriage. I've got a bad job. I'm broke. Whatever. I mean, we could go on and on listing all the bad things that could be going on in a lot of our listeners' lives right now. You know?
Exactly. But, there's so many places. There's so many ways to go with that. Jesus took all of that to
yes.
the cross.
Yes, He did.
All that badness, all that stuff.
Right.
He took to the cross. And, you know, here in Romans chapter 5, Paul says, you know, we're going to have tribulations, as the American
yeah.
Standard says. We're going to go through this stuff. But the whole point is trusting God's peace, trusting God,
Amen.
Trust in His peace, because it produces character and love and all that. And you come out on the other side.
You sure do.
Like, you come out on the other side like a piece of pottery that's been fired.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, but it has to go through the fire.
Right.
Or like a piece of bronze that has to be heated up
mm-hmm.
in order to be metal worked
yeah.
so it can
yeah.
come out a beautiful, you know, piece of artwork.
Right.
Sometimes you got to go through the heat.
Sometimes you got to go through the process.
You got to go through the pressure. And it's not easy.
No.
You and I mean, there have been areas in our lives, situations.
Oh, of course.
That, you know, we've been in those times of suffering.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And
no doubt about it.
If it wasn't, I can say, if it wasn't for my faith in God.
Right.
I don't know.
I can definitely say that.
You know, I don't know where I'd be.
Oh, I've had so many things happen in my life. And, you know, as people on the front lines, so to speak, in this spiritual battle that you and I are as pastors and teachers of the Word of God, it's like we almost have a bigger target on our heads or on our backs. And the enemy is doing everything he can to stop the spreading of the gospel, to discourage people. Pastors and teachers and leaders, missionaries, evangelists need to be prayed for by you listening audience. You need to lift those in the ministry that are around you, and of course the people here at Beacon of Hope in the ministry. Lift us up in prayer and cover us, you know, in your intercession and your prayer, because the devil will do everything he can to stop the good news of the gospel of peace going out. Which reminds me of the sandals of peace, Pastor Jim, in Ephesians 6, and the armor of God that we are told by Paul to put on. You know, Paul is talking here in Romans 5, where we are, that, yeah, you know, you can have peace with God. You have it. You're justified. But so many people don't even realize that they have it. They don't realize that they have it because the devil has blinded their minds and their hearts and has got them so caught up, Pastor Jim, in all of that life brings, all the heartache, all the pain, all the suffering, all the frustration, all the confusion, you know?
And where's your focus?
Right.
You know, are you focusing on the promises of the Word, or are you focusing on the problems? Now, and don't believe me, I'm not saying don't ignore the problems, because I know you can't.
Right. You got to deal with them.
They need to be dealt with.
Right.
But they'll be dealt with much more easily if you can give them over to God.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and that's a daily, hourly, minute by minute sometimes process.
Well, that hence the title of the series, Walking in Prevailing Peace. Because it's not just something that you have one minute, you get it, and you have it the rest of your life, and you never slip out of that peace, or you never have struggles to overcome and get your peace back. You know, it's a walking. That's walking in prevailing peace means I'm doing this day by day, one right. foot in front of the other. I am giving it to God. I am continually learning how to walk in this overcoming peace. Because of the trials. If I didn't have any trials, if I didn't have any problems, I wouldn't have anything to overcome, right?
Right, right. Well, and what's that Andre Crouch song, Through It All?
Oh, my dad's favorite song.
If I never had a problem, I never know that God could solve
That's
them.
It, right there.
You know, and...
Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
Yeah, and these... This may be for somebody in particular, but there's... You know, we're not just... being glib or anything, we know this because we know the word. We know that the word works.
Yes,
we've seen it work in our lives. We're not just being glib and saying, oh, if you just believe in Jesus. But that's where it starts.
Yes.
And yeah, you may just be piled with what to your eyes looks like an insurmountable mountain of issues and problems. But I just read this morning in Zechariah 4:6 that mm-hmm. not by might nor by power, but by my
verse.
Spirit,
Woo,
says the Lord.
Yeah.
And you talk to that mountain.
Yes.
Just like Zerubbabel was told to do. You shout grace.
Yes.
Grace to it.
Amen.
You get the peace of God, and then you can shout grace to whatever mm-hmm. that mountain is. Mm-hmm. You can just, and I speak from experience. I have done this. It works.
You don't let the mountain overcome you. I like what Joel Osteen said years ago in a sermon about the mountain.
Stop telling God about the mountain.
Yeah, tell how big your mountains are.
Tell the mountain how big your God is.
That's it right there. You got it. That's a bell ringer. So, yes, there you go. Stop telling God how big your mountains are and start telling your mountains how big your God is. I mean, that's a great quote, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, from 1 John 4:4. And Jesus told us in Luke 10:19 that he said, I have given you power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, which is evil words and evil actions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Jesus has given us that power and authority. And so often we allow the peace robbers in our lives, whether that be people, circumstances, finances, etc., to take our peace and just run with it. John 10:10 comes to mind. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came to give you life and to give it abundantly mm-hmm. till it overflows, you know. And so the devil is out there to constantly steal from us. And today we're talking about how he tries to steal our peace. But God has already given us that peace. We're justified by faith. Therefore, we have peace. Romans 5:1. Whoa.
I mean, part of it is just you take on God's peace like you took on your salvation.
Yes.
By faith.
Yeah.
The Bible says you have peace. Walk in that. Believe that. Meditate. And I really feel like there's somebody out there that needs
yes,
to hear this.
I do too.
Meditate on these verses that we're giving today. Romans 5:1-5. Meditate on those verses.
Absolutely.
You know, Zechariah 4:6.
I love it. Great. Yes. Speak to that mountain, right?
Speak to that mountain.
Say grace to that mountain.
And then, yeah, I mean, there's so many more. If you have a concordance, or you can certainly get one if you have a smartphone, Bible app, run the references for peace. Jesus talks so much about peace.
Oh.
Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you.
Yes.
Not like the world gives. give I to you.
Right.
You know, the peace that, that we get from God is not like the peace that the world gives. It's not a cessation of war, because, you know, we think of peace on worldly terms,
yes,
like the end of a war.
Yeah.
We declared peace. This is one battle. Like we said, walking. This is not like we want to, you know, yeah, we have won the war, but we have to battle with this every day.
We have to walk it out every day.
We have to walk it out every day. And it's a deeper, like I said before, it's shalom.
Uh-huh.
It's deeper than just a ceasing of hostilities.
Right.
You know, this goes way beyond that to a healing of the brokenness.
It does. It reminds me of Judges 6. We taught on Gideon recently. I think it's around verse 23 or 24, where the angel of God appears to Gideon, because Gideon is so full of insecurity and doubt that God could use him. And I mean, for those of you out there that are struggling with that whole thing of fulfilling God's plan for your life, Gideon was just like that. He was just like, who, me? I'm the weakest. I'm from the weakest clan or tribe. The littlest clan. I'm from the weakest family. I'm the runt of the litter. Remember all that, Pastor Jim? You mm-hmm. want to share that, and then we'll go to a song here in a minute.
Well, yeah, Gideon just honestly felt like he. Who are you? Who am I, God, that you
right.
would call me?
Right.
And I mean, and to, God promised him, you know, you're going to be the one to lead the Israelites, to give them victory over the Midianites.
Right.
And he just wasn't so sure, but then he realized who the messenger was.
Yeah.
That it was the angel of the Lord who
God himself.
Was God himself, was Jesus.
Yes.
And, you know, he said, oh, I'm going to die. I've seen the angel of
right.
the Lord. And in verse 23, the Lord said to him, peace to you. Do not fear. You shall not die. And then verse 24, Gideon built an altar there and named it, the Lord is peace.
Yes.
The Lord is wholeness. The
Jehovah Shalom,
peace.
Right?
Yeah.
And what do the Jewish people say to each other when they greet each other?
Shalom.
Isn't that interesting? Don't you find that interesting, Pastor Jim? You are a student of the Jewish traditions, and I don't know, you call yourself what are you when it comes to the Jewish people? You know a lot. What do you want to say you are?
Messianic Gentile.
Okay, there you go. But you love to talk about how the Jewish traditions relate to us now, and you're very well learned, versed in, and trained in that. And don't you find it interesting that the very greeting that the Jews give each other all the time is shalom?
And it means hello, goodbye, peace, wholeness. I mean, that it just covers that whole thing. So when you...
I love it. We need to be saying that to each other all the time.
When you speak shalom to somebody,
yeah.
you're speaking wholeness
right.
to them. And that's...
Let's do that. Let's mention this Friday night. Don't let me forget that.
Okay.
Let's start greeting each other that way, because I think that says it all. Instead of just, hi, hey, how are you? You know, that's what I tend to do. Or, hey there, you know, I do that a lot. You know... How much better to say shalom to somebody, you know, peace to you, wholeness to you, you know, woo, that'll preach. We got to go to this song. Introduce it, will you?
Okay, this is the song Oceans by Hillsong United. It's a great just worship type of song. It talks about stepping out in faith, which is what we've been talking about. I mean, it talks about getting out of the boat and walking
right.
on those rough waters. So really take to heart the words of this. It is a very, very good song.
You call me out upon the waters, the great. And I recall upon your name.
Praise God. I love that song by the group Hillsong United. Oh, what a great song. We're so many times we're out there in deep water, aren't we, Pastor Jim? And we're treading water, it seems like, in our lives and our circumstances. So many times. And we just feel like, oh my, I'm going down for the last count. But here, God is right there. We're His, He's ours, you know? That is what gives us peace, right. You know? It's a matter of absolutely realizing that He's not going to leave us ever or forsake us. Most frequent promise in the Word of God is that I will never leave you or forsake you, or I'm with you always. That same theme is the most frequent promise in the Word of God. In fact, one Bible scholar said that it's there 365 times. And I just read that somewhere, but I will tell you, if that's the case, that's one for every day.
One for every day, of course.
I mean, that's what somebody said and counted it up. But that is so true. He's with us every day, every minute. He never leaves us. We're the ones that get sidetracked and get all distracted, don't you think?
Oh, exactly. Well, and because we tend to move by our senses and our emotions. Either what we happens to us physically, see, hear, touch, smell,
right.
Taste, you
yes.
know, or emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thanks to the fall, we're all broken human beings.
And we're all very emotional.
We're all very emotional.
Some people more than others, and some people are just plain old drama queens. Whoa.
Right. Well, and then there's those people that hide their emotions.
Oh, yeah. Then there's those that don't ever express any emotion.
That build the walls
right.
So they don't ever have to express any. But either way, it's a sign of brokenness.
Sure
and it's
is.
It's this peace that breaks down those walls, that eliminates the drama.
Right.
That sets forgive. I believe peace is just foundational.
Yes,
to
it
this
is.
Whole thing.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Because you cannot walk in the measure of that God wants you to walk in unless you have peace. I mean, because peace is so distracting, it's like you're walking down a road and you're looking over to the left and you're looking to the right and you're looking to the left and you're looking to the right. And, you know, you're not ever focusing really on where you're going or what you need to do to get there, because you're too distracted. You're too busy looking around because other things are trying to get your attention.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because we haven't talked about this. As I said earlier, we don't script this or anything. We didn't even know which verses we were going today. We're just letting the Holy Spirit lead. But in Ephesians 6, so we talked about 10 to 18, when you're talking about the armor of God, where peace comes in is that Paul says, put on the sandals of peace. I find that fascinating. Peace is not the garment. It's not the helmet. The helmet is salvation. You know, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. But the sandals are for spreading peace. What does that say to you, Pastor Jim? That just hit me just now as you were talking about that, and it just like in a new revelation of it.
The peace gives us steady footing. I mean, it's New American Standard says the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Right.
I think it's the maybe the New International that says the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. It's that sure-footedness
right.
that peace gives us.
Yes.
We're not easily knocked off.
Right.
You know, we're not easily knocked off our stance. We're not easily knocked down because our shoes are peace.
Right.
And I remember when I taught on this, a long time ago, Roman soldiers' shoes, their little boots, had little cleats in them basically to help them stand their ground.
Oh, like my golf shoes.
Yeah, to help them, to give them a little more sure footing.
Right, yeah.
That's what peace does.
Right.
It makes us ready.
Yeah.
It prepares us.
Whoa, that's good.
To share the gospel. It prepares us, in this case, what Paul's talking about here. Peace is what prepares us to fight.
Okay, so let's take this as this metaphor, because when you're playing golf, and I know that's not your sport, but it is mine, but when you are playing golf, you get up to hit your tee shot, okay? If you have on, let's say, a pair of, if you're barefoot, or if you have on, heaven forbid, little cutesy-tootsy sparkly sandals that have one little strap across them, whatever. I've seen women try to play golf and things like that. And what happens is they just, they lose their footing, and their shot goes off in some crazy direction because they need golf shoes. And I love my golf shoes, but golf shoes that have the cleats in the bottom of them, like you're talking about, that grip you into the ground and keep you steady, so that when your body does that rotation and you take the club back in your hands and you follow through properly and you execute that shot, the ball goes up and far, etc., because you're grounded correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a great metaphor, Pastor Jim, and it just happens to be one of my favorite sports.
See how God puts all things together.
But, you know, football players, baseball players, they wear a shoe that's got some really good footing type thing in it, too.
Yeah, and you
a
think
a form
of
a cleat.
Excuse me, you think of, like, army boots.
Yeah.
They don't have cleats, but they've got some...
Yeah.
You know, they got some pretty good tread on them.
Think about Indiana, where all of my kids, your kids, everybody, that area, the snow, and, you
snow
know,
boots.
Snow boots and chains around tires.
Because it allows you to move
right
in treacherous territory.
Right. Exactly. So what are we talking about here? The sandals of peace. We've got to realize that we walk in peace if we choose to. It's mm-hmm. our choice. We can put those golf shoes on or those sandals. We can put on nothing on our feet, be barefoot. We can just kind of wing it all day long and not have on our sandals of peace or our big old shoe boots, you know?
And people are saying how. People are saying, well, how?
Okay.
How?
How do you get to
how
that
you,
point?
How do you get to that
We're
point?
We're going to talk about that in the second hour. But because there's some really good verses on that and what we have to do. And one of the things is it's a change in the way we look at our circumstances. And it's a change in the way we look at ourselves and what we have on the inside of us. Because I think, Pastor Jim, a lot of us don't have any clue all of the amazing strength that we have on the inside of us when we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior and he lives on the inside of us. He is our peace. And we're going to talk about that in Ephesians. You're not going to want to go anywhere. You want to hear the second half of the show because it's going to be a real how-to on what to do to walk in it. And so many people are doing just the opposite of what they need to be doing, Pastor Jim. And this is worldwide. And that includes, as we mentioned earlier, getting... you know, almost hypnotized with video games, or some of the movies out are horrible these days and so satanic and so awful, haunted things where it's October, we're coming close to Halloween, which I really don't like that. And all of that, you know, that emphasis on witches and all that, you know, awful stuff, death. It's really a big emphasis on death mm-hmm. is what it is. But Jesus is life, you know, and we have to honestly realize that if the Prince of Peace lives on the inside of us, he's going to teach us how to walk in that peace, don't you think?
Amen. Amen. And, well, I know we're going to get into it, so.
It's all right. All right. So let's do a couple things here, and we'll get back on this subject in just a few minutes. We are Beacon of Hope Ministries. For a lot of people, you say, well, what is that or where is that? We are located in Clearwater, Florida, have been for 14 years, and just starting our 15th year this month. And that's crazy, that amount of time, isn't it? I mean, that we have been busy spreading the gospel. It started, the ministry started in my living room on September 29th of 2001. So a lot has happened. That was also just a couple weeks after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot going on right then, you know, a lot going on worldwide, etc. And me being a realtor for a number of years, I used to pastor in Indiana for 7 years, and then I really felt like God was calling me into mission work. This was years ago. And I started going back to where I grew up in Central America and preaching down there. And then, you know, through time here over a space of a few months, we put what is a branch, I guess, of Cornerstone Ministries that I had in Indiana. And we were doing mission work. And then things didn't work out with the church in Indiana. It's a long story. It's not important. But what is important is that for 9 years, I was not in the ministry. I felt like, okay, that part of my life was over. That same thing happened to you, didn't it, Pastor Jim? You had been in the ministry, and then you were sitting on the bench. A lot of us sit on the bench for a while, or on the shelf, or whatever you want to call that.
Oh, yeah.
Shelf or the bench.
I wanted nothing to do with the ministry.
Well, because of hurt, right? A lot of hurt, yeah. A lot of problems.
It's
not easy. Yeah. This is not an easy life.
No, it's not. But I should have known better, you know. Should have known better. And then, and I've been coming to Beacon for 7 years.
Right.
Which, you know.
Exactly half of.
Pastor and I were discussing earlier, there's a whole lot of sevens floating
right
around.
There.
Floating around today. But yeah, it's been 7 years, that kind of number of completion.
Yes.
Ready to step into something new.
Right.
So we're just, I mean, in a sense, it's good we're talking about peace, because one could get all anxious. I mean, when God tells, here I go preaching again, when
it's
God
okay.
tells you to do something, you know, you look through the Bible, sometimes people got all anxious. Sometimes they just blatantly disobeyed God, like Jonah.
Right.
But some people would get, you know, you get anxious. Sometimes you just don't want to take, well, like Peter stepping out of the boat. Yeah, right, Lord. You know, and Jesus said, come on. But yeah, it's a good thing to be talking about peace, because anytime God starts to do a new thing, you can get anxious, and you just need, that's kind of the barometer is where's God's peace in all this?
You know, it is timely right now, because God's branching us out, this ministry, more globally than we've ever been. And I felt like God was speaking to me very strongly this morning, Pastor Jim. You know, about 3 years ago, we went from calling, the name of our website was beaconofhopeministries.com, which a lot of people misspelled it, couldn't find it, etc. And 2 or 3 years ago, we went and we changed it to BOHM, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, but now it's just abbreviated and a lot easier, global.com. Mm-hmm. We went from beaconofhopeministries.com to BOHMglobal.com. And that was a step of faith, because at that point, we weren't hooked up with Starcom Media. That didn't happen until January of this year. We did not have some of the global connections we now have. We didn't have the ability at that point even to get the show out globally, except for the internet access through this station. So there's a lot that's changed in the last 2 or 3 years. And this morning, God just really reminded me that He knows the plan. He knows where we're headed, that He began to set all this in motion 2 or 3 years ago with the changing of our website address, etc.
It's like when God changed Abraham's name from Abram, which meant exalted father,
right,
to Abraham, father of many nations. Now, it was still a long time before Abraham even saw Isaac. And yet, it's the same thing. It just hit me. We changed our name prophetically.
Yes.
We just keep speaking it and speaking it, and sure enough, God brought it to pass.
And that's what He's done. And there's so much more that's going to be happening after the first of the year that we'll be talking about. But I'm looking forward to this new season, because it is a completion of 2 sevens for me. I pastored Cornerstone Ministry in Indiana 7 years to the day, church that I started. And now we are at the end of 14 years. Mm-hmm. Seven with you with me. So the first 7, I didn't have you by my side. And now I have the 7, and I thank God that you're by my side, and what a blessing you are to all of us and to this radio ministry. We're going to talk more about what God's doing. If you have prayer requests, send them to prayers@bohmglobal.com anytime, day or night. And Pastor Jim and Betty, who is with us in Indiana, who was with my ministry in Indiana, and now a part of this radio ministry, Betty or Pastor Jim will send out that request. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. Friday nights, we welcome you to our Friday gathering at the Ramada Inn. And a year ago in July, God told us to give up our big, beautiful building. And that's a big step in all of this process, mm-hmm. don't you think, Pastor Jim?
Absolutely.
And downsize and pay more attention to the radio ministry and et cetera. So that's what we're doing. We're following God's leading. And so we're going to talk more about that in this next hour. So don't go away, and please get somebody to come and listen with you, because we're going to talk about how you get to this place of peace. But we've got to do this station ID first.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDC.